everyone, and welcome back to season one, episode, what is this, episode nine? Is this episode nine? Episode eight. I think it's episode nine. All right, I paused, I checked, it's episode nine. I never ever thought that I would be this far into exposing myself and spilling my secrets to strangers. Slash friend slash family, maybe, or maybe it's just one person obsessing over me greatly, and that's great. So this week is chapter nine is about my first time, but it's also it is about sexual assault. So disclaimer for anyone going into this, it is it's not crazy graphic, but it's not great either. So I don't have anything else to say this week. It took a lot to decide to share this. I did ask my friend if it was a good idea or not, and she said that it was a great idea and I should not be afraid, and no one should be afraid to tell their truth. So, chapter nine, my first time. So very quickly after I came out of the closet and told everyone, I stood tall, proud, and was ready to face the world as myself. True and authentic. The excitement that surged through my veins was incomparable, for it was embracing my own truth that I felt truly alive. There's a certain power in unveiling our deepest secrets, as if shedding the weight of societal expectations and norms was... It is great. And it feels great. It's terrifying. I yearned for a world where we could all freely express ourselves without the burden of shame imposed by others. With my newfound identity, I held on to the hope that my life would flourish, that I would discover my new tribe and experience the embrace of genuine love from a man. Little did I know, however, that my journey was about to take an unexpected turn, unveiling a complexity I could never have anticipated. In those days, the heart of the gay community beat downtown, while my friends and family resided in Surrey. It seemed that wherever gay thrived, it was distant from the people I knew and loved. Surprisingly, most of my friends at the time were girls, surprise, and they were on their own self-discovery with men. They were moving together with an acceptable lifestyle in the scheme of things, and I was always just sitting on the edge of it all, jealous and insecure and uncomfortable. Uncomfortable a lot. I just learned very quickly that if I was loud and boisterous and I was the first to make fun of gay people and make fun of myself, then no one else could do it, because I had already done it worse than they could have. Going to the gay bar was not really fun for them, and I understood that at the time. Maybe I just wasn't ready either. It was a time when the world was beginning to acknowledge the existence of queer people, gay people, lesbians, all of the above. But acceptance was still a long journey. Gay men remained the punchline of jokes, with society often dismissing or offensive in the portrayal of our community. As a result, I found myself still hiding, only allowing glimpses of who I truly was to people who I truly felt safe around. The fear of upsetting the villagers was something that loomed over me constantly. The thought of being chased out of the village by pitchfork and torch was something I constantly worried about. Back then, the only means of connecting with potential romantic partners were through phone chat lines. There were no apps like Grindr, Tinder, Bumble, anything that we have now. The process was sneaky and something I had to go back into my filthy closet to do. It was a different time. One where every interaction required courage and careful navigation. The chat line was a strange process. You would leave your name first, and then a quick message about what you were looking for. The recording of my name always felt so rushed and super gay, and I would cringe every time I had to hear it back, recording it several times to try and sound less gay. Then the brief message. After saying my name, I would say 20-year-old male looking for a hookup with someone in the Guildford area. Of course, in the deepest, most masculine voice possible. Gay voice didn't get dates back then. There were a few very nice and kind gentlemen that I had met through the line. They were very nice to me, very patient. But most of them were closeted, straight, and I put straight in quotations, men just looking for young boys to corrupt. This next part is, it's hard. And be warned, it is about sexual assault. I was young and naive when it came to the world. I knew people were bad, but I guess I just figured the really bad stuff was for TV or the movies, or maybe I just figured nothing bad could ever happen to me. It was probably a combination of both those things, and my overactive sex drive that was finally able to be nurtured somewhat out in the open. I had met a guy on the chat line, and he wanted to meet in the park at night. This didn't seem strange to me because most of the things that we did needed the cover of night to engage in. I arrived, and he came at me so quickly, frantically fumbling at me. He pulled his very erect member out of his fly and signaled me towards it. He remained silent the whole time, knowing words would have lit the dark reality surrounding us. He exerted an uncomfortable level of control over me, like I had no choice and there was no escape. He was aggressive. It hurt, and it was not fun. And I just figured it was all part of the experience, that this is just how gay men were and I was to play this female role. He signaled me to take my pants off and lie on the ground. I figured it was my turn, so I followed his demand. He turned me over and he put his knee on my back. I could hear him frantically taking his belt off, and to this day I can hear that sound. What I find so perplexing was the absence of fear within me. It simply didn't register as a concern. As if I had accepted this encounter as nothing more than a casual act of intimacy. He got his belt off and forced himself inside of me. This was the first time I had ever had intercourse and it fucking hurt. I know I said no. I definitely tried to get away, but he held me there, face down in the dirt. Vivid memory still sits with me now. The image of a towering tree blocking my way forward. I can still feel the weight of the ground angling beneath me, as if nature herself was conspiring against my escape. Surrounded by the entwined roots of the tree, we are enveloped in this ominous darkness that seemed to stretch endlessly beyond me. He finished with an horrid grunt, a repulsive sound that carried through the air, pushing away the darkness. Its tone was saturated with disturbing sense of gratification and achievement. Every time the memory resurfaces, it rips open the wound anew. Leave me with a mix of anger, sadness, and an underlying desire to reclaim my sense of self. It's bewildering how our minds can attempt to make sense of things so dark. In the midst of this horrifying encounter, I found myself questioning if this was just simply a part of the reality I had accepted. Was this the inevitable consequence of the hidden world? Grappling with the paradox of feeling both disconnected and acutely aware. With a deliberate slowness, his movements became measured. The jingling of the belt purposeful, and the darkness that had just surrounded us was gone. Everything was still and normal. As I watched him gather himself and do his pants up, he never looked at me. He looked like he was preparing for an ordinary day of work. And just like that, he calmly walked out of the forest to the street where his car was. He casually looked both ways before crossing the street to his car. His unhurried steps telling me I was nothing. It was a toy he used and he left there in the forest. I was sore for days after that. I was raped in that forest. Alone in the darkness. With only the tree and its roots to comfort me. I was affected deeply that day. I lost any value I had left. I was empty. Deeply broken. And no longer cared about anything. Getting home, I had realized the encounter had torn me inside. And for a long while after, I was reminded of him. Alone in my bathroom in pain. Waiting for my body to physically heal. I struggled to come to terms with the fact that no one has the right to violate another person, regardless of their sexual orientation. The question gnawed at me. When did I start believing that I deserved all the bad that happened to me? That this assault was my punishment for being gay? The shame I carried for so long was overwhelming, but I managed to tuck it away. I locked it away in my filthy closet and I moved forward. I've never shared this story. Perhaps only in passing with a friend at some point, casually, like, it wasn't a big deal. I dismissed it as a one-off event, something to forget. But I had to say it. I have to let it go. I need to reclaim my power back. I am so very grateful to have found strength now. like this, it gives more value, more power. Because now I understand what happened. I understand that that I did not deserve that. I, in this moment, take back my value. I was so shitty after that. I really thought the world hated me. Hated me so much. I didn't know. I didn't know what I was supposed to be, because I felt a certain way that it wasn't going away, and everything that I encountered hated me. But I am grateful. It was hard. It was so hard getting here. But this is it. I have said it, and it was the catalyst for... It was the end of anything that I was before that of good. And I just was an empty shell moving through life and just being whatever I had to be to survive. I know this is a very sad story, but it is a good ending, because I sit here and I am able to look back on everything, and I still feel jovient. And I am still healing, and I hope people hear this, and I hope that they see its worth. And I hope that we can start being open and start talking to each other, and nobody ever has to walk through life empty and alone. I want you all to know you are worthy of love. You are not so broken that someone has the right to break you more. We need to be better at being human. I think we can be better at being human. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this. I am done for this week. I I really want to say this tagline today, but it is not in me right now. But I want you all to know that don't feel alone. You are not by yourself, and there is hope. That is it for this week. Thank you.